Today's episode of the Mind Sculptors podcast is sponsored by TCG Player, your source for all your trading card game needs. Use our link in the description the next time you get your cards to help support the show. Today's episode is also made possible by our Patreon subscribers. If you want to support the show directly, head over to patreon.com/themindsculptors and you can become part of the Sculpty family today. Or if you don't want to do any of that, leave a like and comment on YouTube or a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts as an offering to Algorithm Jesus.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mind Sculptors podcast, the only podcast that has tennis shoes in the background of our video.
Where do you have tennis shoes?
I have a pair.
The reason my LeBrons are on the table behind me right now is I was wearing them the other day, and this little strap right here, fabric just popped off. Sick. All the way. So my laces got all fucked up. So I had to get some shoe glue and fix them. So it's back there getting set.
Are you like a shoe person? Is that like a thing?
I am a bit of a shoe person. Okay. I don't. What'd you say?
Yeah. So I'm learning something about you today. Yeah.
I love like basketball shoes. I can't afford to be as much of a shoe person as I actually am. But I mean, I have like 3 pairs of Jordans, this pair of LeBrons.
You're a fancy rich person stuck inside a content creator's body.
I really am. Yes, I really am. Like, yeah, I like Ralph Lauren and Tommy Hilfiger, and it's just like, you know,
I'm from the background where you're like, I don't know, man, a jacket's a jacket. Like,
well, here's the thing is, not to get too deep into it, but it's like I have a lot of like, I don't like how a lot of fabrics feel.
Yeah.
So it kind of just works out that nicer clothes have nicer fabrics that feel better. So I tend to like them more. It's generally why that works. Sure. But, you know, like if I could spend $20 on a t-shirt that didn't irritate my skin, that'd be fine. But alas. But yeah, this is the podcast.
Is that the raw intro that we're going for? Just really talking about shirts?
The raw intro, baby. Raw, unadulterated Mind Sculptors.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what was funny?
Please tell me.
We got a comment last week.
No.
Where somebody said that it was, they knew it was a serious topic because Ian was wearing sleeves. And this week you're not wearing sleeves. So what does that say about our topic this week?
We're getting wet and wild. That's what it says.
I don't know if wet would have been the
wet and wild
word I would have used, but I guess wet and wild is certainly a way that we could go with it. So this week we are doing sort of what we did last week.
It's pretty different.
You named your name. I just read what your name is in reverse. God damn it. I'm not going to say that for, because I just that it's not vulgar, but it's crass. And I just, I don't. What type of South Park humor is this you're bringing to the show today?
I don't know.
This week we are doing another brewing session. This week we kind of want to work with, I guess, group slug is what it's called on EDH Rec.
I don't even know this is going to be like, it's definitely going to be different than last week, because last week was much of like, we get a commander, we build around a theme, right? Whereas I think we're talking about more of an overarching topic right now, right? About this sort of group slug
about mentality. About what our clothing preferences
are. Yeah, of course. But for those who don't know, group slug kind of refers to this idea that, like, it's almost akin to stacks, but it's actually putting a clock on the game, right? Like, Ruruk Thar is actually, I think, a great example of this type of mentality, where it's like, you know, Ruruk Thar does not have a rule of law attached to it, but it does, or it's not like a Thorn of Amethyst, right? Preventing you from casting non-creatures, but six damage eventually will very much prevent you from not casting non-creature spells, right? So that's kind of the idea. I think this strategy is also more relevant than it's maybe ever been due to the consistent appearance of Orcish Bowmasters in the format. Mm-hmm. And the One Ring also, right? Like, I mean, that card has been cutting life totals down. So, like, there's a lot of life-based effects. Obviously, Ad Nauseam has been a staple of the format for quite some time. Necropotence has a whole new life to it, right? So it's more relevant than ever before as well, right? So we have all of these life-based effects that are now very relevant in our format. And if we can attack those resources from our opponents, it's worth saying. So you know, for our more aggressive opponents, damage adds up very quickly, right? They have to really remove these pieces, especially if they're trying to storm off. Whereas with our, you know, more grindy opponents, we can get more of these effects down, is the hope that we'll actually start to end the game, as opposed to like when you're just playing a mid-range deck and you're layering stacks effects, right? They're not actually ending the game quickly. Whereas if you layer damage effects, they are being a clock on your opponents, right?
So my hot take on this like style of deck, right?
Yes.
Is I think this is the perfect shell for CEDH fan favorite Blood Pod. Yeah, I think this works
damage
really well with Timna Tom.
Okay, I can get behind that for sure. My thought process was to go sort of like a real deep angle on this and go like Grixis. So I'm thinking like Vile Sokka was kind of my idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is also a way we could go with this.
Yeah. And this is more of just like a rough concept behind it, right? So one of the things like worth talking about is that like we did have a player at Commander Invasion, which was a 100 plus player tournament in a European country that is escaping me. And they did top four with this Solfim Mayhem Dominus deck. And Solfim is quite strong. And that was before the printing of things like Scythe Claw Raptor and stuff like that. Solfim's up there. You're looking at O'Hare. There you go. Solfim. Which is like Solfim just doubles damage, right? So unlike O'Hare. Yeah. It's like the O'Hare is really good with the ones that do one damage because that converts them to fours, right? Whereas Solfim is good with all the stuff that can go bigger, right? Like your Eidolon, the Great Revels, or, you know, even like Scythe Claw Raptor is a perfect example, right? You cast a spell on your opponent's turn, you're taking eight damage. It's like, oh, yeah, that is what I would call preventative. So I think what you said earlier about like Timna Tom, I think could work. I think there's a lot of different shells that could work. And I think people have sort of relegated the idea of the strategy to associate it explicitly with just mono red. Whereas I think like you can do things like play counter spells and stuff like that and or play stacks pieces on top of them that also add to that.
That's right? Kind of my thought is you're playing, you know, if we're playing these Punisher effects, stuff like Shieldred and all of those start to be more appealing in a shell like this because all that adds up so fast.
I mean, we see this with Talion, right? Like I literally just played a game yesterday that was just dominated by a Blood Chief Ascension, right? And that's a one mana champion that does this stuff. And this is one of the reasons that I think black is pretty imperative if you're going to be thinking about this type of strategy.
I would agree with that.
Also Talion itself, right? Like
Talion's also pretty good. So let's make a decision here. Are we thinking so Vile Sokka seems like a thing
do we want to say why we're having this topic in the first place?
Yeah, go ahead. Why are we having this topic, Ian?
So we have a new spoiler from Murder at Karlov Manor. It's a efficiently statted red card. Do you want to pull it up there, Cal?
Forget the name of it. I remember what it looks like, but I forget the name.
Well, you can go to the spoiler page.
That's what I'm doing. Jesus. Jesus Christ, Ian.
Mm-hmm. Where is it? Dietrich Callahan, please cut this dead air. Thank you.
This one's a cool card. Franco's Buzz Crusher. What is it?
Ventus
one. Yeah, this was the one. This was it. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, we have this. We have a new. It was spoiled like either yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Vengeful Tracker, which is a 2/2 human detective creature that is a cost of colorless and a red. And it says whenever an opponent sacrifices an artifact, Vengeful Tracker deals 2 damage to them.
Yeah.
So this is
treasure
like pretty good. I one of the things that I like about this, obviously, is it hates on a lot of the things that are going on in the format. Just generally, this hates on Tivit. Yeah, this hates on Breach. This hates on everything. So this is going to be really good at being able to put pressure on life total. And it's going to be like, okay, well, Underworld Breach deck is generating infinite mana or working on generating mana. They have to think about where they're at now.
LED cracks,
because they have this thing out. So
grinding station too, actually, funny enough.
Yeah, grinding station stuff too. So it makes you think about all of those things in a way. Yeah,
Dockside becomes very painful with this card out for sure.
Yeah.
You know, Lotus Petal, Jeweled Lotus. Like, we do have a lot of sacrifice artifacts in the format, right? So that is definitely worth noting, right? Shuts off Bomberman completely. Not that that's a very relevant combo in today's metagame, but so yeah, I mean, so one of the reasons I thought or was thinking about this shell, right? So there's a lot of different stuff you can do. And the reason I was kind of like leaning towards Vile Sokka is just like, let's get a commander that like also goes in with that shell, right?
Right.
And Vile Smasher obviously puts a lot of pressure on the table. You can equip curiosity effects of Vile Smasher. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like your card draw. And then, like, it also, you know, you could put a Curiosity on your Ventral Tracker. You could put one on an Eidolon of the Great Revel, right? Like, so there's all these cards that do damage to your opponents, and then suddenly they become, like, cantripping, right? Is a nice sort of niche utility there for sure.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. I think that
I also saw that, like, some people have played Vile Smasher Chrom, and, like, that's also super sick, right? Just because instead of, you get a second Vile Smasher, which is, like, it may be too cute. Chrom also gives you, like, very real card advantage, right?
Right.
So I don't hate that either. I think, you know, obviously, I don't know if y'all realize, but Chrom has done pretty well in the format so far.
Yeah, like, even, like, a Tevish Chrom feels fine, right? Like, I feel like there's a lot of these commanders that I'm just kind of scrolling through right now that feel like they would fit.
Like, I'm playing the whole point of playing Vile Smasher is specifically to have a way in the command zone to be able to continue to push your strategy, right?
Right.
That allows you to break parity on these things as opposed to, you know, just sort of hoping that your opponents don't get you.
So let's commit to it. Maybe this isn't the most optimal, but we'll go Sakashima and Sakashima and Vile. Let's do that.
Sick.
I'm going to go over here to the Moxfield page and start up.
Yeah. And I'm hoping like through this conversation, we can kind of like demonstrate some of the stuff that like is cool in this strategy. Another card I've actually really been thinking about, and by really been thinking about, I mean, I thought about it a couple times in the past few weeks, is actually Karavek the Merciless. I know it's like a weird card, but it's specifically the ability to control the damage that I think is kind of interesting. If you want to pull that card up, Cal.
Give me your Karavek. How do I spell that one?
K-A-E-R, I believe.
There we go. Karavek the Merciless. That's right. Here we go. Share this tab. Karavek the Merciless.
Yeah, so like, it's just a really interesting, like, I could see a very control-y red-black stacks burn thing with this deck, because you start to have the ability to, like, really politically play with that ability, right? Like, you know, your opponent goes and casts a counterspell and you're like, okay, cool, that'll kill your Kinnan. And like, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Like a lot of stuff you see nowadays with like Bowmasters. I don't know that this is necessarily good. Like 7 mana is a huge investment, don't get me wrong. Especially, you know, nowadays this would have Ward 3 or some stupid shit like that. But right. Like, I don't know. I found it very interesting. And please feel free to leave down in the comments below how on drugs I am. I just think it's like super interesting as a perspective on a card. And it could easily be nothing. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. No,
I'd want this in the helm, though. Right. Like, I'm not trying to put this in the 99 of Vile Sokka.
Let's take a look. See over here. Wrong tap. Let's go ahead and shift our budget because, you know, we're CDH. We're bougie babes.
Yeah, I mean, in all of these free spells, right? Like that is all just free burn with Vile, right? Like yep. That's sick as hell. Treasure Cruise. Yeah, you got to get that shit in there. Come on.
Oh, we also have to get Dig Through Time.
Yeah. Also, all the clones become cracked, right? Like that's the other thing is like. Maybe not. Well, Spark Double is just a copy of your commander, right? But like, you know, I mean, the more of those you play, the better it becomes for sure.
Right. Did we want Solfin?
I could see it going the 99. I mean, we got to be careful about the mana value of this deck in general, right? Like, I think also when we filter by expensive, we're just going to get a lot of like Grixis staples, you know?
Right.
Blasphemous Axe is so funny here.
We're just going to go through and add some of these good cards. Orcish Bowmasters, Op Agent.
Yeah, Oppo Notion, I think we need.
Talion.
Definitely Talion.
Sig.
Sure, we can play Sig.
I don't know. Eh, we'll put it in there for now. Dothy. Sure. Sea Sphinx. Why not?
Yes, sure. Shadow Mortality is so stupid.
What?
The Shadow Mortality is so stupid. I love it.
It is. I love it. Let's see. Cavern Horn Dragon. LOL. Chandra's Incinerator. Too expensive. Nope. X amount of non-combat damage. I don't know. We'll see.
It costs less to cast too.
Yes.
Yeah, but even then it just like makes the damage hit the creatures too. Yeah. Right? Like it's underwhelming for sure.
Yeah. Hulking Metamorph. Which is 9 mana, but you can cast it for 4 and it's a 3/3 instead of a 7/7.
Cast it for 4 though, it is recognized on the stack as a 4 drop, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hullbreaker Horror.
That's so funny because Hullbreaker Horror then becomes if you bounce. Wait, no. What's the exact wording of Vile Smasher? That's whenever you cast your first spell, right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Okay, whenever you cast your first spell each turn.
OK, so it's not tied to Vile Smasher because I was like, oh, you can burn them out. But that's not how that works. Dang.
Let's see.
None of this.
You don't want to add Cryptoplasm?
it stonks.
Worse of Will, Manager. Yeah. On song.
Well, so I'm a little worried with the cards that we're including right now that this is just becoming Grixis bad Grom, sure. Right? Like, I think the whole point of this build is to definitely focus more on the burn aspect of the deck, right?
Well, let's do this.
I think Vile Smasher Big Spells is like, well, you don't have to get rid of everything.
Well, you know, listen, let's come over here and let's just look at the group slug.
Yeah, I mean, Blood Chief Ascension is like obviously something we got to get in the deck for sure. Yeah.
Oh, Mana Barbs.
Might be a little expensive, but it definitely adds up.
Sulfuric Vortex.
I think that's a little slow.
I think so, too. But Havoc Festival.
Havoc Festival is one of my favorite cards of all time. Yes. I don't know that it's going to fit.
We do love Blasphemous Act here at the beginning.
There's an episode in the future coming down for Scribe Babies in which I resolve a Havoc Festival. Let's just say it's a good time.
Amazing. Yes. Zozu the Punisher.
Also pretty mid.
Let's see here. We definitely want Shieldred.
Yeah.
We definitely want Bowmaster.
OBM. Yeah.
Let's see. Ooh, Rampaging Ferocity.
Ferocity sounds good. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Let's see. What else do we have here? There is some of these aren't that interesting.
Yeah.
We could Sire of Insanity.
Yeah, I don't really see how that helps with Group Slug.
I agree, but it's here.
I feel like a couple of these are more chaos than Group Slug.
I tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
Braids is actually pretty interesting here.
I wish Torwalki was just a little bit better.
Yeah.
I don't know. That card's like so close though. You know what I mean?
It's five mana, I think, is the issue, right?
I know. It's so good at doing what it does. Rug. Oh, you gotta add Rug. Are you kidding me?
Rug of Smothering. Yeah.
Yes. Fun fact, which Charles Mono White Guy brought up recently on Twitter. If you make people respond to their Rug triggers, then they stack up. So for example, if I go to cast a spell, normally I would take one, right? But if, for example, you throw out a dispel on top of my initial spell and I'm forced to fight over it, now every rug trigger that stacks will go up too, right? So if you don't let the original rug trigger resolve, so say I counter a spell to protect my spell and I play the original spell, that is now four damage I'm taking because I'm taking two instances of two. So rug is kind of cool that way.
Yeah, it just kind of keeps going up.
Yeah, it gets better. So point is, respond to the rug triggers if you want to burn your opponents out.
patron, no.
The screen is just blurry enough where Patron of the Arts looked like it said pain in the ass.
Amazing.
Oh, we got to add Pop. That's like the whole reason to play burn. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That's the whole reason to play this deck.
Let's see.
We should also be cautious of that with our own mana base, but luckily we are in blue red X, right? So we can actually like take advantage of that and run like a back to basics kind of Blood Moon mana base, keep it kind of low on the basics, and then pop some people, which is kind of cool. I could see Rakdos Charm coming in, but.
Yeah, maybe. That for now.
You sound so excited. Look, we're not seeing a lot of the good burn cards in this suggested area. Let's just like
just overall groups.
Yeah,
here we go. This is
Cyclaw Raptor.
Cyclaw Raptor.
Best one for sure. Stupid.
Ooh, we could do Descent into Avernus.
I'm a little worried about a card like that is just chaos-y, right? That's like true. At some point, Rolling Vertex is actually pretty bad with our commanders because we want access to Rollic Guardianship and SWAT, right? And so like taking five every time we try to do that shit is like not great. Honestly, like the spell shocks of the world, I think are totally includable. They're like pretty fine.
Biteful Visions is a little bit better than I thought it was. Deals one damage to that player.
I don't love a four mana Howling Mine.
Yeah. Let's see.
Like
we have that.
At some point, we're just playing bad Nekusar, right? Like,
well, I've also thought that like. In this day and age, because of the fact that like there's so much
the way the meta looks right now,
that Nekusar actually isn't that unreasonable.
Yeah, you could definitely meta bust right now with a Nekusar deck, and I don't think you'd be the craziest person in the world by any means.
Harsh Mentor.
Yeah, seemed pretty harsh.
Got him. We could play Great Merchant. Let's go. We could play Gary.
Gary.
Kedis is interesting.
Is it? It only needs combat damage.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't see
Vile's Great Rebel, baby. Let's go.
Obv.
What?
The big one. I said the obviously.
Oh yeah.
Like the card you talk about when you talk about the strategy, right?
I feel like you and I, like, literally every other episode are just like, man, I wish Eidolon of the Great Revel was good. We could play it.
I'm pretty sure it's happened an upsetting amount for sure.
Defiler of Instinct is interesting. Whenever you cast a red permanent spell, you may deal one damage to any target.
Yeah.
We'll put it in for now. And then probably doesn't make it, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think so. I think the problem... The problem with these strategies is they do tend to go a little big, right?
Yeah.
I think we should definitely include Dark Rite, obviously.
Oh, we should add Arc Bond. Choose target creature. Whenever that creature is dealt damage this turn, it deals that much damage to each other creature and each player.
Okay. This also feels maybe a little chaotic, but I'm, okay. I don't think I see it, but I love that for you.
Okay. It's fun. Okay. We're having fun. let's see. What else do we got? Oh, well, we can't play Boros Charm.
We cannot. Nor probably should we.
What'd you say?
I said, nor probably should we.
Elish Rebuke. Whenever this permanent deals damage to the player who cast Hellish Rebuke, sacrifice this permanent, you lose 2 life. That's funny. Is there here? We could play Fraying Omnipotence.
Oh, don't tempt me. That was one of my favorite cards of all time. So funny thing was, the group slug is like actually one of my favorite casual decks. And I want this to be CDH. I do. Torment of Hellfire actually, I think, is worth the include as a late game finisher. Probably want to play J Will just because we're low on card advantage, right?
Yeah. Makes sense. Choose a creature random, then destroy the rest. No. Molten
Demonic Tutor. Master.
Slagstorm.
You want to grab DT while we're here?
Where was it? There it is. Monarch Tutor.
What is nice is if we do go to the curiosity route, one, it's very synergistic with our commander, but two, we got to light up the stage. But two, it also opens us up to like Nimbus combos, which is kind of nice too. Because we, with this deck, we might need a little bit of a hard win condition on top of all the other nonsense we're going for, right?
Oh my gosh, we could play Ankh of Mishra. Let's go.
Well, if Zozu wasn't good enough, I don't think Ankh of Mishra really changes anything.
But it's too colorless, Ian.
Oh, yeah, that's true, Cal. I hadn't thought about that.
Let's see. That's not great. Not a ton here. I guess we can just add the one ring. I guess at some point we do have to like kind of ask ourselves if we want to, what type of stacks effects we do want to include alongside.
Which is
an interesting discussion, but I don't know that we're there yet.
I did kind of like the basics thing.
I like that idea too. I think that's a really good.
I like the Magus Blood Moon back to basics. And we can also play Burning Earth, which is really nice. Yeah. When our opponent taps a non-basic land, they lose life.
All right, enchantment, Citadel of Pain.
Oh, hey, Burning Earth.
Hey, speak of the devil. Let's see here. Pestilence.
Oh, my baby.
Painful Quandary. That's funny.
I know in the Soul of Him deck, people were playing Virtue of Courage, which I find very funny. I don't know that that's worth it.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite good enough.
It's a lot of card draw.
It is a lot of card draw. I do not hate Underworld Dreams. Yeah,
I was looking at that too. Like, especially because we can play Dark Ritual and Cabal Ritual, right? Like, we just were talking about how good hurting people for drawing is, right? And that's.
I guess the question becomes. Why not just play our good friend Nekusar?
Yeah, like honestly, at some point, like that is a really good question. I actually
looking at this going, why don't we just play Nekusar and then go deep into that? Because it's like really good in the meta, right? Because it's a very focused strategy.
I'm okay with making an anti-meta Nekusar deck if you want to make an anti-meta Nekusar deck.
Okay. Fucking yes. Nekusar.
Oh my god, I cannot believe this is where we're at.
Change the commanders over here. It's not going to be called Vile Smashed anymore. It's going to be I don't have a good Nekusar pun, but we'll get there.
Neku smashed.
Look who's smashed now.
Oh. I think it's also funny to keep the name of the deck as Vile Smash. Vile Smash. The picture of Vile Smasher in the yeah.
What's the name of your deck? Vile Smashed. Oh, are you playing Vile Smasher? No, I'm playing Nekusar.
It's good if you really like, you're playing Vile Smasher and you just sort of like emotionlessly just be like, no, why?
It's like, no, why would I be playing Vile Smash? What are you talking about? Oh my goodness. We like to have fun here. We got Shieldred. So I guess the wheels suddenly get.
Wheels, Nekusar, Nekusar.
Molten Psyche. Yeah.
Time Twister, Molten Psyche, Waste Not, Nekusar. Are we just putting all of them in the thing?
Bro, we can defer. Bro! Ian!
Yeah. Yeah, cow. Okay.
Ian!
Yeah.
We can play Teferi's Puzzle Box!
No, I see it. I do. I promise.
I love this deck.
Okay. Nekusar. I see the thumbnail now. How Ian and Callahan lost their minds because they thought of playing Nekusar.
Oh my goodness.
If you scroll past Whispering Madness, I'm quitting this podcast. All right, see ya.
Listen, it was like in your episode that you just did where the one player was just like, Ian never reads my deck names.
Oh, my deck names.
And then you're like, well, now it's a challenge. That's how I felt just then. Fair enough. Let's see here. Jeweled Lotus, duh. Rhystic Study, duh. Fate Unraveler. What'd you say?
I said Nekusar 2. Cataract Parasite, Nekusar number 3, baby. Let's go. They're all Nekusar down here, Georgie. Sure. Oh my god, Gearson is so good with Nekusar.
That's so funny. Whenever you Psychosis Crawler, whenever you draw a card, each opponent loses one life.
I think that one might be a little copium.
Yeah, probably, but I think we're already pretty high on the copium train, if we're being honest.
Nah, we're making a real deck here with Nekusar. We got it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, Harmonic Prodigy's cracked. Let's go.
Wait, it's a
the wizard, baby.
You're a wizard.
You're a wizard, Nekusar. Still works with talent curiosity, which is kind of stupid.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we don't play Notion Thief in this one.
Yeah, we do.
Do we? We want them to draw Nekusar cards. We can hurt them.
We can also just play a Thoracle and win. I don't know.
But sure. Thief Fangs, super good here.
Nekusar.
Any of your upkeep, each opponent draws a card. No. Let's see. Nekusar.
Man.
Do the roar.
The mean spirit guy, goofball. Probably want fleshy too. Yeah.
What'd you say?
They probably want fleshy too, which you just uncopied. So we're good.
Yeah. I knew what was going on. I was picking up what you were putting down, right? Maggots of the jar, baby.
No. What is my line? I'm drawing the line here. This is also like a really sick Cavern of Souls deck. I'm not gonna lie.
It really is. So many of the creatures in this are gonna be wizards.
Right. Just like Uncountable Thoracles is like kind of hot. And then Uncountable Nekasar too, right?
Bamp, Mana Drain, Force of Will, Wheel and Deal. Nah.
Yeah.
Force.
It's an instant, though.
It is an instant, but I don't know.
Act. Yeah.
An offer. Rollick. Brainstorm.
Why?
Because Brainstorm is good, okay?
No, it's not.
It's yes, like it actually is. Bad. Brainstorm's great.
Hard to disagree.
We need to have an intervention about your distaste for Brainstorm. The card is good.
No, we know. The majority of the format agrees with me, I hate to tell you.
The majority of the format is on crack. So,
oh, my God.
Mental misstep. Brain.
This is going to be the Kinnon conversation all over again.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Intuition, maybe? Question mark? I don't know. Dispel. What the fuck just happened?
I don't know what happened either.
Okay. Wait, why? The fuck? What the fuck? What just happened?
It's fine. Just go. Okay. Just go.
Okay. For those of you listening,
don't put a Nause in here. Do not put a Nause in this. We're trying to have a damage based burn deck, and you're like, yeah, add Nause.
Let's see. Drown.
Absolute clown.
Fire Covenant.
It's a damage.
What?
We're not going to have any life because we're playing shit like Eidolon. And you're like, okay. Yeah, let's play Fire Covenant. I really want. It's going to be like a 3-mana lightning bolt. Oh my God.
Beseech the Mirror, Imp Seal, Wheel of Misfortune, Vandal now, Burning Inquiry, maybe?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah. I always am not sure how I feel about it because of the random aspect of it. So it's like one of those things where like,
No criticisms.
Gomble. Jamble.
Yeah.
Day's Undoing.
No. Please don't tell me you actually clicked that card.
Yogswill, for sure.
Meme-bet for sure.
Meme-bet for sure. Commit for sure.
What? No, you did not just say commit for sure, Callahan.
That was a good card.
It's a 10 mana card. What are you talking about?
You don't have to cast the front side. If it just ends up in the graveyard, you can just cast the back side.
It's 6 mana. So
Echo of Aeons is also 3 mana if it's in your. Okay, whatever.
Yes.
Mizzix Mastery, baby. Rite of Flame.
This deck is off the rails. Listen, we've lost it.
When we get into the cuts, you can tell me how bad my cards are, okay?
Okay.
Memory Jar.
What is this, Magda?
Maybe. Pop Seems Dece. Wish Claw Talisman.
Play Fencer's Journal.
Beginning of your upkeep, you gain 1 life for each card. If it wasn't 5 mana.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Blood Chief.
That's. Why is that 3 mana? That's so almost good enough.
So is a 2 mana version better?
I mean, it's more compelling than a 3 mana version. Am I wrong?
Okay, so move 2 cards to the left, dingus.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Underworld Breach.
Oh, yo, Phyrexian Tyranny? That card's actually cracked. What? I did not know that was a card. The player loses 2 unless they pay 2. Yo, I'm buying a copy of that. What the fuck?
The player is your opponent and has 4 more cards in hand. Fever Visions deal. No, that's not good.
Standard staple Fever Visions. You don't like it? What do you mean?
We are going to throw in a Curiosity.
Oh, Phyrexian Tyranny is symmetrical. That's why it's a problem.
Okay. No, go away. Go away, card. Stop. We can play chains, baby.
Why?
Can fuck them up.
Okay.
We can fuck them up.
I like your villain arc. This is good.
I'm just adding shit, Morty. Just throwing whatever's in there, seeing what sticks, Morty.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my goodness. Odawara. Mystic, maybe. Then we want Soul Ring, Arcane Signet, Mana Crypt, Talisman of Dominance, Chrome Mox, Talisman of Creativity, Talisman of Indulgence, Mox Diamond, I guess Felwar Stone, Mana Vault, Lotus Petal, Mox Opal, LED, Grim Monolith, and I think that's it.
Commander Sphere.
Listen, Commander Sphere is actually really good, and everybody should not undersell 3-mana commanders. Let's get these good lands in, even though we're probably going to play some non-basic hate. We'll see. We'll see when the time gets there. We haven't, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But right now,
yeah.
We're just at the crossroads. We haven't even hit the bridge yet, man. We're still at the crossroads, baby. So
I love that.
What'd you say?
I said I love that.
Yeah, baby. When we get to the crossroads, it's gonna get real. But right now, we're at the crossroads. We're not at the
base. Did you smoke something before we started today? Just like as your friend, you need to legally tell me if you smoke something.
We're at the crossroads, baby.
I don't know.
We're not at the bridge yet. We're just at the crossroads. Okay. Clipboard. Go over here to Vile Smashed with our Commander Nekusar. Bulk edit. Let's just go ahead and hit Control V. Am I sharing this this screen with you? No. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Now we are. And see, oh yeah, baby, 165 cards.
Cool, we're gonna add some too.
Best part. What are we adding?
I mean, the one we've been talking. Oh no, we have Eidolon. Okay. Well, we need to add Vengeful Tracker, right? We just talked about how good that card is.
Yes, Vengeful Tracker.
I think we need to go on like the Soliphum page. That's my hot take.
Okay. Full Fem. Full Fem. Mayhem Dominus.
You do not currently have that page displayed.
Yeah, for sure. That was on purpose. What are you talking about? Okay.
We can scroll.
Tectonic Hazard is interesting. I wish it wasn't instant, but.
Okay. Heartless Hitetsugo, hear me out.
I'm listening.
That was it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. Great pitch.
Okay. Is this a Descent to Avernus deck?
Maybe? Question mark?
I'm so sorry, people at home. I'm so sorry. This is where we are. Don't think any Blasphemous Act.
Yeah, I think when we're not doing the Vile Smash stuff, we don't need
that.
Hesig, Flame Breather, maybe.
I don't see it per se, but
yeah.
There's one damage, right?
Yeah. It does hit each opponent.
Yeah, it does.
So it does give you like an outlet.
I guess. Harsh Mentor, are we in the deck already?
I think that's in the Harsh Mentor's already over there.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm trying to look at the Staxy stuff, right? Like
right. Let's see.
Not the we storm off and hit our opponents kind of shit.
Well, another we storm off and hit our opponents card right here. Let's go, baby.
I don't want those things. we probably want Bergy, not gonna lie.
Yeah. Bergy is Bourgeois. Bourgeoisie is in the deck.
Gatekeeper's not bad.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, I guess it's fine. Okay. No, I didn't want to go to the page of Gatekeeper. I just wanted to add it to my clipboard, damn it.
Also, like, O'Hara Chenil is actually insane in our deck, right? Like,
yeah, it does feel like it's a lot better in this one.
Every card draw is 4 damage to your opponent. Like, it's a 9 mana combo, right? But, like,
it's still a combo.
It's an honest living.
It's not much, but it's honest. Immolation Shaman, maybe.
Yeah, it might be a little slow.
It might be a little slow, but I think we at least have it in a cut. Pain Distributor, maybe.
Yeah. Isn't there a better one of these? It's like a Sardian Avenger, right?
Yeah, Sardian Avenger. I think. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Sardine Avenger. My friends were sardines.
That is added on the other page. We could play Thembertrod.
We could CEDH staple Thembertrod.
Yep. Let's see. Anything else in this that we are liking? X Energy, how you make Hesse card with command. Play Electro Dominance.
That is a card you can play.
It is a card that we can play.
A lot of these feel very much like, I don't know, weirdly tame for this deck. Like,
yeah, I tend to agree with that. Where a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing is just kind of like, okay, well, this is chill.
Yeah, I agree. This does not feel like pain stacks.
But it definitely feels like it's in the spirit of the format. In the spirit of.
I don't talk to ghosts.
Let's see. Blood Moon?
Do we have Pyrostatic Pillar in the deck?
Which one?
Pyrostatic Pillar.
Where's that?
It's Eidolon, Great Revel on Enchantment. I don't know if we have it.
I don't think so.
Should add the deck.
Pyrostatic. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay, added. We could add Valaka Exploration.
I will let my silence speak for itself. we can also add Scab Clan Berserker.
Scab Clan Berserker.
Mm-hmm. Got it, boss. Okay, hot take time. Ready? Mm-hmm. We're focused on damage as a win con, right?
Sure.
Well, a Slicer.
Fine.
Hell yeah.
You win this round. Buford?
Oh, my last name, Buford. It's been revealed to the world.
Ian Buford. Okay, so we have 179 cards in this list right now.
We can go bigger.
We can keep going. What else do we want to add to this? I think we want to add one Comedian MTG.
Oh, no, I don't know if I want to be associated with this deck.
You already are, bitch. Deal with it.
Oh, wow. Wowzy, wowzies.
All right.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm about to go on to that there Scryfall.
Okay.
And I'm going to type in a text search the words whenever damage.
Whenever damage.
And then blue, black, red. See what happens. You know?
Yeah. So we see what happens.
Holy shit, there's 1,000 cards.
Yeah. So it's whenever
How about whenever opponent damage? No, this isn't even.
Yonder.
Oh, do we have Mayhem Devil? That feels very good.
Oh, we do not, but we should. That is a good addition to the list. Mayhem.
We definitely need to add Curiosity to the deck.
We have Curiosity already.
Okay. Do you have the other Curiosities?
Which ones?
Well, I mean, we could do any of them, right?
I suppose. Aren't the other ones all combat damage?
No. The three that work with Niv. So we have Ophidian Eye, we have Curiosity, and we have the Danim Lookout.
There we go. And then Tandem Look. And then Niv. All right.
This deck is off the walls.
Yeah, this is Chaos Incarnate, and I love it. All right. So
there's also the 5-mana Obnixilis.
Which one's that? Yeah,
whenever an opponent draws a card, Obnixilis the Hate Twisted deals 1 damage to that player, and then -2, destroy target creature, its controller draws 2 cards.
Okay.
That was more of a joke than anything else, but yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Cool. What do you think about Obnixilis Unshackled? Whenever an opponent searches their library, that player sacrifices a creature and loses 10 life. And whenever another creature dies, +1/+1 counter on him.
That's a card you could definitely play in a deck. Oh man.
Listen, that wins games. That wins games.
Wow. I feel like I can't legally agree with you.
Listen, we're playing a Punisher deck, right? You know, I mean, that is no more expensive than Consecrated Sphinx.
Listen, I'm just out here trying to impersonate Frank Castle, okay?
What?
The Punisher.
Oh. Okay. I was just like, are you about to go on a murder spree? Or
No, he's the Punisher. Like, come on.
Okay. All right.
You know, whoever got that in the audience, you're a real OG.
No, I got it. I was just confused for a second.
Everyone else who gets it in the audience, unlike Cal here.
Yeah, if you're cool, if you're not a nerd.
Yeah, nerds. Do we have Winds of Change in the deck, by the way?
I don't remember. We do.
Sick.
We don't have. No, we do. Okay.
Scalding Viper?
Which one?
Scalding Viper.
We don't, but we do now.
Mm-hmm. What about we put Scab Clan in, right?
Yeah. We did. We put in Scab Clan Berserker.
Yeah.
It's like a Scab Clan Berserker, right? See?
this is good. Yeah, and I'll keep working on this character. I like it.
Yeah.
This episode is already off the rails.
Honestly, my favorite episodes are these episodes, though, where we just like kind of fuck around and just vibe. And
yeah,
like, you know, is it good content? Who's to say?
Who's the stupid enchantment. Is it called Sigil of Sleep? I want to say is the name of this card.
Sigil of Sleep. This one? Enchanted creature deals damage to a player. Return target creature that player controls to its owner's hand.
Yeah, it's like kind of insane.
Whenever enchanted to a player, return target creature.
That plus Nekusar is like one sided board wipes every turn until they kill it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay. 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 Okay.
I cannot believe I missed you putting in fucking Teferi's Ageless Insight.
Yeah, babe. What's the problem?
You're a goon. That's the problem.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's fine. It's a tree fairy. What are you talking about? It's true fairy Ageless Insight. It's perfectly
fine. Oh my god.
It's perfectly fine. You know,
absolute goon.
You don't need to worry about it. It's fine. Actually, goon is only we can say goon. It's really offensive when you say goon.
Why is it? What? Why? Okay.
You're currently not a goon, so you know only I can call another goon a goon, but you can't call me a goon. Okay.
I feel like this is a problematic section. It should probably not make the final cut of this episode.
Oh my goodness. Shieldred the Apocalypse. I'm so glad that we are playing this card and you're not like, oh man, Shieldred, really, Cal?
Well, what a perfect impersonation of me.
This time you're like, Shieldred, really, Cal?
All right, how many cards we got?
We have 186.
All right, I feel like maybe we can start making some cuts.
Yeah, I think we could make 86 cuts.
Specifically, we can do
that. Okay. Let's see.
Let's get chopping.
All right. So what first sticks out to you?
I don't think we need Ashiok. Feels like a sideboardable card.
Go to consider. All right, let's go down.
Yeah. Gatekeeper. Yeah, Petersite, hell yeah. Ragavan, hell yeah. Gatekeeper can go.
Centering board. Get out of here, bitch.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes.
Erebor, Flamesmith.
Goodbye.
Very mastermind.
Acceptable.
Firebrand Archer.
Goodbye.
Flesh Duplicate.
Yes.
Harmonic Prodigy.
Acceptable.
Harsh Mentor.
I know what we're trying to do, right?
Immolation Shaman. Holy shit, that is also triggered by Harmonic or doubled by Harmonic Prodigy. That's fucking hilarious.
Wait, so is Harsh Mentor, right?
What?
So is Harsh Mentor, right?
Yeah. No, it's a cleric.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Hey, this is Kessig Flame Breather, doubled by Harmonic Prodigy, baby.
Thank you.
Orcish Bowmasters, check. Sardine Avenger, check. Scalding Sardines. Viper.
Yes.
Check. How do you feel about Thoracle?
I think it's kind of a fringe card. I don't really know if that means.
I personally think that it's a bit overrated. I don't think it's actually that good. I think we could just focus in on our breach lines and it'll be fine. We don't even need Thassa's Oracle.
I mean, like, memes aside, we don't need Thassa's Oracle for this deck, but you play Thassa's Oracle.
Okay. Vengeful Tracker, keep. Bergie.
Yes.
Fine.
Pearson. Cut a bull.
Maybe. I think. We'll keep it for now. But on the first pass. It's a first pass.
First pass.
Mayhem Devil, opposition agent, we keep. Pain Distributor.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to ramp the Nosdex, no thanks.
Yeah, Rampaging Ferocidon, you can stay in here, buddy. Rug of Smothering, stay in here, buddy.
Yes.
Scytheclaw Raptor, Simian Spirit Guide, Tandem Lookout.
Sideboard, maybe?
What?
Sideboard, if we have space, kind of card.
Yeah. Okay. Defiler of Instinct.
Mm-mm.
Fate Unraveler.
Feel like it's probably fine.
First pass. Notion Thief. Oh, here. Yes. Axineal.
Sideboard.
Yeah. Shieldred. For sure. Talion. Yes. For sure. Slicer. For sure. For sure. Consecrated Sphinx. For sure. Nimmizzet.
Consecrated Sphinx, I don't know about.
I don't know. We could draw a lot of cards. We could draw a lot of cards. And then
you, it's so fucking high, Cal.
We'll put it to sideboard. I'll move that out for you.
Thank you.
If you want the Callahan's version, right? You know, definitive version of Justice League. I'll make sure to put it up there too. Burning Inquiry, hot gamble. Not
playing the deck without it. Yeah.
Yeah. Gamble, yeah. Imp Seal, yeah. Rite of Flame, Winds of Change, DT, Torment of Hailfire. Maybe
first pass.
Dark Deal, first pass. Jessica's Will,
sideboard.
Okay. Light Up the Stage,
sideboard.
Mnemonic Betrayal, keep that. Molten Psyche, Time Twister, Wheel of Fortune. I thought that said Wheeler of Fortune for a second. Because it was small enough, my eyes were just like, wait, what?
It's the Letting Ready version.
Yeah. Wheel of Misfortune, Windfall, Yogg's Will, Beseech the Mirror, Mizzix Mastery.
Honestly, Beseech, I don't think we have room for. Like, it's so expensive.
Sure. Mizzix Mastery.
No.
Okay.
Just no.
Whispering Madness.
More so than Reforge, for sure.
Okay. Whoa. What just happened? Echo of Eons. First pass. Blasphemous Act we can get rid of.
No.
Pact of Negation. Good shit. An Offer.
Yeah.
Brainstorm.
Yeah. No.
You have Goodbye, a problem. Brainstorm. You have a problem.
You have the problem.
I have a long history of pros agreeing with me on Brainstorm.
In 60 card formats.
Still good. Dark Ritual, obviously good. Demonic Consultation, obviously good. Dispel, Mental Mist, Swan Song. Vamp Shooter, Brain Freeze.
Yeah.
Ball Ritual, Mana Drain, Price of Progress. How do we feel about Price of Progress?
Probably don't need Mana Drain.
Yeah, probably not. How do we feel about Price of Progress?
I don't want to play this deck without a Price of Progress.
Okay. How do we feel about Rakdos Charm?
That can go.
Okay. Get out of here. Shieldred's Edict.
Yeah.
Okay. First pass. Taina Pact. Sure. Yeah. Eclectic Swap, Force of Negation, Brolic, Mindbreak Trap. Force of Will. We're missing a Fierce Guardianship, which is
weird.
Yeah. We're also missing a Flusterstorm.
No, we have Swan Song,
What else are we missing? As far as I feel like we're missing something.
We're missing a lot of like conditional stuff.
Sure. I think this is fine for now. Artifacts. Chromox, Jeweled Lotus, LED, Lotus Petal, Mana Crypt, Mox Diamond, Mox Opal, Mana Vault, Top.
I don't think we need Top.
Yeah. Soul Ring, Arcane Signet, Felwar Stone, Grim Monolith, Talisman of Creativity. My thought is on the talismans is we are only going to keep two of these. We want to figure out what our colors are first.
I think we're probably going to be blue red heavy.
I think so too, but I'm really
heavy on red. Now that I think about it.
Fairy's Puzzle Box, good shit. One Ring. Why are you laughing at Fairy's Puzzle Box? This card fucking slaps.
I think it does. I think like we have so many goddamn wheels in this deck. I think Puzzle Box is fine because it's actually one of the better ones. But
yeah, we're gonna cut those down eventually too. But again, like we said, first pass.
First pass.
First pass. I think Memory Jar we can get rid of.
Yes, I think we can very confidently get rid of Memory Jar.
Blood Chief Ascension.
Uncuttable.
Yeah. Curiosity.
Yes.
Mystic Remora. I don't know. How do you feel about Remora? Like, it could be. It's all right.
It's one of the more fringe cards we're playing in the deck.
Speaking of more fringe cards, Sigil of Sleep.
It's so good.
Yeah, it seems really good. We can put Chains. Liliana's Caress. Aerostatic Pillar.
I don't think it's that bad. Wait, I don't think Caress is that bad.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I thought you thought it was bad. Okay. Caress, come back.
It's two mana, right?
Come back, Lily. Lily, come back. Lily, come back.
There it is.
You can blame it all on me. Aerostatic Pillar, Breach. Waste Not, we probably don't need.
I think if Caress is good, Waste Not is good. And if we don't need both, then that's fine. But we just got to make sure we're building around appropriately.
Yeah, that's fine. I think Caress is just more in line with what our general game plan does, if that makes sense.
Yeah, burn. That's super fair. That's super fair.
And that's my thought. Descent into Avernus. Yeah. It's
a sideboard.
Yeah. Ophidian Eye. Sideboard is my feeling on it.
Sideboard. Yeah.
Rhystic Study, again, another fringe one, but man, I think it really just fits with what we're doing really well.
Yeah. Synergy.
Great spell shock whenever a player successfully casts a spell. Spell shock deals 2 damage. It is 3 mana. How do we feel about this one?
We can sideboard it. Okay. But I'm not happy about it.
Not happy about it. Underworld Dreams. It's
the triple black is a lot, and we have better versions of it, I think, including our commander, right?
Yeah, but like we were saying earlier,
Dreams was the gateway to get us to where we are, and I'm forever going to be grateful for Underworld Dreams for getting us to this point, but I think we can let it die.
First pass. Burning Earth. That feels
with our current mana base very bad. Let's sideboard it.
Yeah. And then Teferi's Ageless Insight. What do you think about this one?
Goodbye. Okay.
Let's go to our lands.
I don't know. 64 seems pretty good.
Well, I can probably cut those and that'll make it better.
Yeah. Okay. So this is where the question comes in. Are we going to do the basics thing or not?
My question, I think here's the issue. I think our game plan is a little too slot intensive.
Sure.
To go for that. And I think if we do go for that, it's just going to be like a whole lot of mixed game plans and we won't be focused on anything, if that makes sense.
OK. So go cut Burning Earth and then let's come back down here.
I think we already did cut Burning Earth.
Did we?
Yeah. We put it to sideboard. Okay. Mystic Sanctuary feels like a card we could get rid of.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. We do not need a fucking Reliquary Tower. Listen, or a Sulphur Springs? What the fuck?
What? I can't hear you. You were very quiet.
Hi.
Okay, Sulphur Springs. We're at 30 lands.
You can go to 29.
We can cut one more. We can cut one.
Shivam Reef.
Yeah. Shivam Reef. You get out of here.
Get out of here.
All right. We're down to 124 cards.
Plus. How many? We got City Brass, Manicopolis, Gemstone, Cavern. I just want to check we all have, like, actually all.
Yeah. I think we do.
I would prefer to have a Forbidden Orchard in here.
A what?
Forbidden Orchard.
Okay.
Over Underground River, probably.
Orchard. Oh.
Oh, we also have an Urborg in here. We definitely don't need that.
We don't need you, fucking suck, Urborg.
This is a wild energy you're coming in with right now. What else do we have?
It's 28 lands. I don't love going down from that personally, but
no. I'm saying I was thinking adding one to go back up 29, but also we're at 28. I think that's fine.
If we're gonna add one, I like adding Shivan Reef mostly because of the fact that we're a pretty heavy red deck,
blue red. Yeah. All right, sure.
And if we're not going to play Underground River, I think playing one of them makes some amount of sense, right?
Like, yeah, is Fire Islet not just better?
Yeah, I suppose so. Fiery Islet. Fiery Islet. Islet. Let's lit. Go.
You have a wild energy coming this episode. I do have a wild
energy this episode. I don't know why, but that's what I am.
What's our number?
We're at 124. 124.
Okay, second pass. Let's go.
Second pass. All right. Narset, you got it. Narset's got to stay, baby. Narset's got to stay. We got Teferi's puzzle box in this bitch. It's got to stay. Got to stay. Keterek Parasite. Got to stay. Yes. Got to stay.
Got to stay. Got to stay.
Ragged Van. Got to stay. Got to stay.
We can't do this for 124 cards. I'm not. Unacceptable. Truly unacceptable.
Dockside, you know, Eidolon. Yes. Okay, so I think when we're looking at this, I think we're looking at cards like Immolation Shaman, Harsh Mentor.
Yeah.
I think Gearson might be a cuttable card.
Yeah, I think, well...
Here's my issue with it. It's three mana.
Yeah.
And if it was two mana, that's acceptable. But three mana for this effect feels... like we're spending an entire turn on that.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, goodbye, Gearson.
You can go to the side.
I think Immolation Shaman goes away.
Yeah. Sardian Avenger. It's two mana. I think that's close enough, right? Like,
it also gets big,
yeah,
right?
It like does get big. That is an important part. So
Second pass. I think Bergy can go, to be honest.
Bergy, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Mayhem Devil is a win con.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Rampaging for Brosodon feels really solid here.
Mm-hmm.
We're down to I actually think Slicer isn't that great now.
Slicer.
I don't know. Like, turn one Slicer is so fucking good.
Get out of here.
Okay. I think, honestly, with the... we already have a good amount of win conditions. We don't need Niv, right?
Yeah.
It's also so hard to fucking cast.
Yeah, it'll be very hard to cast. And we also got, like, we're pretty good top end already. So God, Shieldred in this deck is just offensive. I fucking love it. Honestly, if there was a Grixis deck that I am almost guaranteed to build, this is probably it.
We're getting close. Yeah.
Let's see.
Burning's in.
Yeah. Gamble. Jamblé. Winds of Change, I think, stays in. Torment of Hellfire is where I start to.
Yep.
So I think this isn't quite probably what we're looking for. Dark Deal.
Yeah, I think Dark Deal too.
Yeah.
Doesn't cut the mustard.
I think Molten Psyche is in that category too.
It's a real and a bird spell, right?
Yeah. So that's my question is it good enough because of the fact that it deals damage if we have Metalcraft?
Yeah, I mean, which also were like a Grixis deck. Like, we're going to have fucking Metalcraft, right? Like,
yeah. So we'll keep that. I think Wheel of Misfortune, actually, we could probably. I'm being totally honest.
Yeah. Because, like, if it forced them to take damage or wheel, then it would be different, right? Because either way, they're losing. But, like, this one's like, if I say zero and don't wheel and also don't take damage, then, I mean, yeah, at that point, it's a one-sided board wipe, but that's not why we're trying to wheel, right? We're trying to get people dead. Trying to dead them.
Yeah. Windfall, good shit. Whispering Madness, pretty good shit.
I love Whispering Madness. It has the possibility of being so busted, right? I feel like I would have a hard time cutting it.
How do we feel about Echo?
Echo is definitely our worst wheel, right? But it has the highest, the ceiling on it's really high. The floor on it's fucking through the ground, right?
So Second pass. Active negation. I think our instants are pretty solid.
Single instance. I like price of progress is looking out a lot worse, which haunts my thoughts and dreams.
Yeah. I think because we're not doing the basic land game, I do think we have to jump off this, unfortunately. Because I do think there will be a lot of situations where we'll look at this card and go, well, fuck.
That makes you so sad. It's such a good card. Like instant speed, do like 6 to 12 damage to everybody is so crazy.
I agree. Okay. Come down here. I think it is the Talisman of Dominance we board out.
Well, let's go check our colors. We can easily check that.
Yes. Yes, it's true. We should check the fucking colors.
Indulgence goes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Despite all of the big red spells that we have.
Yeah.
LOL. Okay. Get out of here.
That, kids, is why you do your research.
The more you know, it flies across the screen.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'm trying, but okay. All right, fine. I'll cut Underworld Dreams. I don't want to, but I will.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have 13 cards. We got to cut. 13.
Still?
We still have 13 cards that we need to remove from this deck.
That's bullshit.
It's bullshit. Fucking stupid, man.
Stupid dumb.
I like Scab Clan Berserker. I think that stays in.
Hell yeah.
Also, Scalding Viper stays in. This is where
Harmonic Prodigy too cute?
It might be too cute. I think it might be too cute. We'll go to sideboard. Harsh Mentor, okay. I think, stays. It's harsh.
It's one of our few pure damage hate pieces. Mm-hmm. My heart breaks a bit, but I'm wondering if Scalding Viper is just too slow.
Oh, it only deals one damage.
Yeah.
It is opponents, though. That is nice.
It's also a
2-1. That sucks.
It does suck as a 2-1, okay. I will say.
You gotta go, Scalding Viper. I'm sorry.
Slow Masters killing hopes and dreams since the year 2023.
Is this where we cut Fate Unraveler?
So here's the thing, right? It's just easier to cast Nekusar, right?
Right.
Like that's.
I agree with you. So I guess we keep it. We keep it.
Man, I don't know. That's tough. I feel like we want to have at least one of those effects.
Well, we have Shieldred too, though, which is important to know. Like, we do have Shieldred.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
which costs the same and helps us a little bit more.
No, you're right. You're right. It doesn't also feed Dockside.
Yeah. So we have Shieldred. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I forgot about the Dockside of it all.
Yeah.
See.
The name of my new memoir, actually, the Dockside.
The Dockside of it all. The Dockside of the Moon.
Stupid.
How do we feel about Fairy Mastermind?
Highly synergistic.
I guess we just always draw a card on everybody's.
Yeah, because Nekusar. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like
it triggers every turn. Yeah.
I know it seems like a trash garbage card, which it is, but also is not.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You sound like Little John.
I think
our echoes live long enough. I'm sorry, we're not having other people suffer for the sins of Echoes of Eons.
Okay. anything else here that we think is maybe Rite of Flame?
No, get out of here. All the things here, Rite of Flame.
I think Whispering Madness, honestly, is
four. Is that the one?
Yeah, it's 4 mana. I think it's the hardest to cast, especially because. Puzzle Box you can cast off of a mana vault, which is a big upside.
All right.
I know. Listen, we just cut my card.
Mm.
We can't, this can't just be all Ian cards, Ian.
I didn't want it to be fair. I want my thing.
We can probably cut Shieldred's Edict. This feels like a second pass kind of card, you know.
Shieldred? Oh, Shieldred's Edict. I thought you said Shieldred, yeah. You dick. And I was like, oh, okay.
No. No, Shieldred's like, this is like in the perfect Shieldred deck. I don't know why I would ever suggest that. Yeah. Lightning Bolt everybody per draw. That's insane.
Yeah. Let's see.
But I feel like Deadly Rollick is kind of mid.
Yeah, but we don't have this is the issue. We don't have a lot of removal.
And by, I'd rather just play Snuff Out, like
Snuff Out over Deadly.
Yeah,
okay. Considering Snuff Out.
Or Dismember, like one of the two.
I like Dismember more.
Okay. Which member?
Dismember. God, I love episodes like this where we just are fucking high on losing life, it baby. Halfway through.
Yeah. Like,
oh, my goodness.
I feel like we are getting to the point where I'm starting to be a little concerned about Liliana's Caress. No, Sigil of Sleep is so good, Cal.
Okay.
It is a one-sided board wipe.
Okay. Yeah, I think Liliana's Caress now we can... But God damn, it's just so good with all of our wheels.
With most of our wheels is the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't work with Puzzle Box, doesn't work with Time Twister, doesn't work with Winds of Change.
Yeah, okay. That's right. You're right. Fuck, we still have six cards.
And we can also go to 28 lands, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, probably. Get out of here. Okay, so we have five cards, Ian. Five fucking cards.
Fourth pass.
Do we keep Rug of Smothering?
I think Rug is insane.
Yeah. I just worry it might dick us over a little too much. But I also agree with you. So.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here's my hot take.
Okay.
With all of our Punisher effects.
Mm hmm.
In what world are we ever breaching?
You know what? You're the one who brought it up. I'm just going to go ahead and quietly remove the breach stuff.
Okay. These are three low card quality cards in a deck that is actively trying to not make people cast multiple spells per turn. Not all heroes wear capes, Cal. It's okay.
Listen, I know my reputation. I wasn't going to be the one to make that call, okay?
Well, this is a stack pushing podcast, to be fair.
Okay, so we do have two cards we got to find that we aren't in love with.
Is Gamble worse now?
I think Gamble's worse now, actually.
Yeah.
And we are doing Wish Claw, so it's not like we're totally out. Should we play Mystical Tutor?
Are we not playing
Mystical Tutor? We're not playing Mystical Tutor.
That seems wrong.
Well, you have to understand is in most decks that I play, which are control decks, don't play this card because it turns out when a lot of your targets for this card are instants and source are just counter spells.
Yeah.
It's not super good.
No, I got you.
We play.
Okay, so now we have two more to cut.
Okay. Yeah, we still have two more. Okay.
Okay. So remember our fun little argument that we just proposed via the Underworld Breach, right?
Yeah.
We talked about it. Okay. So hypothetically speaking, if there was an older and slightly worse version of that card, would we also not want to be playing that card as well?
Oh, hey, Yawgmothswell, go away.
Yeah. wait, did we cut LED?
We did cut LED.
Okay, I don't know if that's the right move with all of these wheels. I don't know. That's tough. That's a tough one for me.
we could come back to it. If we think we need back. Another one, we can come back.
Fifth pass.
We're going to say that forever, whatever we're brewing next. Yeah. It's just like first pass. For first sure. Back, first pass. I want to know, like, when this people who are listening are going to be able to go back and, like, find the exact point that this stopped being content and it just started being us hanging out. We're going to be able to see a very clear change.
Shift from
we are trying to be entertaining to this is who we are, guys. Like,
this is our new reality for sure.
Oh my goodness. Do we need Spirit Guide in this deck?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I'm just asking the hard question.
You're like, look, I got all this paint. I'm trying to stick some on the wall. I don't know what you want from me.
At least I had a lot of diarrhea. I got to put it somewhere.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's the worst sentence you've ever said to me. It's so awful. It is fucking haunting. I'm going to be thinking about that. I'll wake up in a cold sweat tonight and be like, why? Why'd you say that? I'm going to wake up and be like, Cal's Dookie.
I'm fine. I'm good. Do we need Felwar Stone?
You hate that card.
I
do hate
that card. I only like it in 4 and 5 color decks.
It's fine. I have never had a problem with it in a 3-color deck, especially now the Grixis deck.
Yeah. I know you're right, but I fucking hate it, okay? Listen, just
want to make... Wait, can we go up to the creatures for a sec?
Creatures. I feel like I'm starting to like Sardian Avenger less.
I mean, being an X1 in the current metagame is obviously tough.
Yeah.
Is it better than Ferocidon?
I think that's an interesting question.
It's like, how often are you being Kiki Jiki'd? You know what I mean? I guess it does stop Sabertooth
and Amiibo Dark Side stuff. You can't just make infinite mana with like Sabertooth. No. It does stop Dark Side loops.
So does Sardian, though.
Yes. But also so does Vengeful Tracker.
Rampaging Ferocidon also stops.
Wait, why is this a question? We have Vengeful Tracker and Sardian Avenger. This does the same thing, but like, better. At a faster rate. Get out of here.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we did the same thing to Scalding Viper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
All right. We got a deck.
We did have a deck. All right.
Oh, geez, Rick.
All right. Opening hand.
Mr. Grimora, keepable. We win. Good job.
I wish you were lying, but.
GG's. Next game.
Okay.
Dockside, keepable hand, Blood Chief turn one. We win. Next game. The worst part is I'm right.
You are. That's I'm like sitting here like trying to come up with like counter arguments to it. And I'm just like, no, that's. You're just right. That's it. All right. What? This one's less good.
Turn one, Eidolon.
Well, hold on. Let's see where we're going. Let's see where what turn we're going. Second turn one, Eidolon, baby.
Hey, geez, next fucking game.
Did we just break the format? Guys, we found the best deck in the format. We have yet to have a bad mulligan, though. Look at this. Look at this seven. Ian, look at the seven. With the Bowmasters and a Dockside, and we're going second. That's capable. Here on the Mind Sculptors, we accidentally make the best decks. What the fuck? And it's got a swan song.
Gal, I really hate the what back to back. We have 2 weeks in a row where we make a deck, and the blue black good stuff value deck that arguably should mulligan really well doesn't.
Mulligan like ass. Mulligan like total ass.
In our Nexar Bird deck is goated.
I quit. I fucking quit. This has been the Mind Sculptors. We'll see you next week.
What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Okay, maybe this is the first meh hand that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, a turn two Scytheclaw Raptor into a turn three Nekusar is only so bad, but I agree.
But also, we can Vamp Tutor and we have a Dark Ritual in hand. So, like, maybe it's not that bad. Like, we could turn to a Shieldred. Like,
yeah. Or Italian.
Or Italian, you know, any of that shit. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. Why is this so good?
Why is this working?
Why is this deck goated?
This isn't supposed to work.
Slow, but it's also.
Slow, but it does the thing.
Windfall.
Yeah, like. What the fuck?
I hate it so much.
Okay, this is the we have okay, to we have to log in the
nice.
Hey, we got nice, there. Nice. We got there. There are bad hands in this deck. Yeah. Ah, another bad one. All right, let's go to
shit. So it's a six, right?
Yeah, we're going to six. We're going first. This is bad.
Yeah, it got a lot worse. Yeah, you put one of them.
You have to put bottom. That back.
It's a turn one rug of smothering. What?
Oh, okay. It's a turn one rug, or we could go for the turn two Shieldred.
That also works.
And I think Shieldred might be more impactful.
Yeah, you're right. Put the rug on the bottom.
Yeah. Move to the bottom. Let's draw for turn. What do we got? Fucking Morphic Pool. Jesus.
Yeah, perfect.
We needed that. Never punished. Morphic Pool.
Yeah.
Fucking pass.
Yeah, I think you like, yeah, exactly. Sandbag, right?
And you just sandbag. We sit on a dismember. We draw. Yeah. Fucking what? Okay.
And we pitch the Thoracle to Chromox.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. We exile this. Well, not yet.
No. Yeah. Oh, you're saying yeah. Okay.
Chromox, put the dismember under it.
Yep. Exile.
Exile. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Shieldred.
Two Shieldred.
Yep.
Get wrecked. Get fucked. What do we draw next turn? Curiosity.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything, right?
It doesn't do a ton, but we could play Cavern.
I mean, you could just put it on Shieldred and beat the shit out of people too. Which is
you could
funny.
Do that too.
A lot worse, but you know,
a lot worse. Let's see what our turn. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, we can play. We play Nekusar here.
Yeah,
that's fine. All right.
Okay, sick.
Do one more. Why are these hands good? What the fuck?
I mean, this one I would mulligan this, but.
Would you? It's a turn one Remora.
I actually don't keep turn one Remoras that often.
And we're going...
unless I have something to back them up or I'm on the play.
Yeah. Okay. We'll mulligan this one.
Without extra mana, to be clear to the audience at home.
Yeah.
Can't play any of our two drops if we play Remora.
Yeah.
This one's a little awkward.
Go down to six.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This mulligan really wants us to get a Remora. It
really wants us to have a Remora. It's like, are you sure you don't want this Remora? Please. Are you sure? Yeah. Are you sure?
Look, the offer's only open for another hand. That's the last time I'm going to offer it to you.
I think we got to take it.
Yeah, I think bottom like the Frostodon.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about this.
But I think we have to keep it because of just like it's a worst case scenario. It's a turn two one ring. Like,
wait, what?
Oh, I guess we don't have Grim Monolith. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nah. It's still got to do that. Okay. Draw for turn. Fierce. Mm. City of Brass, Remora.
Okay, and Fish draws us 18 cards, so let's
draw let's just say it draws okay. us two cards.
Yeah.
The low end. Okay, so it's fine. Go
to our land, play a Ragavan. Yeah,
that's yeah. exactly what we pay for it. Before. Play a land, play a Ragavan. Pass. No. Next
this
turn.
This is the most mid hand we've had for a bit.
Yeah, this is the mid hand. We attack first, make a treasure. Yeah.
Use treasure.
Yep. Hey, look at that. And yeah, we'll draw. Hey, we got an underground sea. Let's fucking go.
All right. So I think we've learned what we can about the mulligan process for this hand.
Yeah.
Summary notes. This deck's actually not that bad. Kind of interesting. I think you could easily also make like a non-burn version of this deck that's just more damage based. I think any of those low color red decks that we were talking about, especially in like that Rakdos space, or in like the add Grixis for counterspells kind of space, like we talked about Vile Smasher Sakushima, stuff like that. Like so there is some actual interesting stuff happening right now. We definitely took it in more of a Nekusar based way because anti-meta tech is cool. But you know, it's all a lot of interesting food for thought. I think it's some pretty cool stuff here for sure.
And I think one of the things that I liked about it is the fact that like it does mulligan well. And we were seeing like opening hands where we're just like, oh, hey, this does the thing very quickly doesn't just fold to something. You know what
right,
I mean?
Like right. Like it's not like I have my four drop mono red commander removed and then I die. Right.
Right. Like, and that's, I think, what's the most compelling part about this is you aren't playing a deck that is so all in on one strategy that it folds if somebody disrupts that strategy.
Right. Right,
it doesn't feel like a deck that, you know, somebody would board wipe and then you're suddenly like, oh, damn. You know what I mean? Like you can.
Yeah, it's not gimmicky.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it is, but also not.
It is, but like in a way line, that is reasonable, I feel like.
Yeah.
This interaction is hilarious. I had not made that connection, but that's so fucking funny that it's just an extra card every turn. That is so funny. All right, show it. You know what? You know what, crew? We're gonna put this deck in the show notes. Make a copy of it and prove it. Let's get this. Let's get this in a top 16, baby. Let's get this in a Comedian MTG video. Which, speaking of, Ian, you have a YouTube channel where you talk about decks and tournament results. Tell us about it, baby.
So if you enjoyed me reigning Cal in, you could also you sign up for coaching with me. Find me at comedianmtg@gmail.com, comedian_mtg over on Discord or at comedianmtg on Twitter. In those places, I do CDH coaching as my full-time career, and I have a number of results to back that up. I think I've, the past 2 years, the most results with most diverse decks and strategies. Yeah, pretty cool stuff there. Definitely, you know, Cal and I were definitely having a lot of fun this episode, but I'm always trying to push the limits with stuff. You know, I've definitely, I mean, even the past month and a half, I've taken at least a few decks that people were like, oh, these are unplayable right now and made top 16.
Yeah,
right.
So, baby.
Yeah, and then you can find out all about that stuff because I do a lot of breakdowns on the channel, top 16 breakdowns, top 4 breakdowns, all of that stuff for CEDH. So if you're interested in any of that, come check me out. Or yeah, as I mentioned, if you're interested in coaching, those other places.
It's a lot less. It's a lot less funny than this channel.
Yes,
and it's funny because it's called the funny. It's called Comedian MTG. So you would think he's funny there. He's actually funny on the Mind Sculptors, which is the serious sounding channel. So, you know, that's just some consistent marketing that we've done. all right. Ian, I think this was a fun time. What? Let me say this before we leave.
Yeah.
Let me say this before we leave. This card sucks. Get it out of my deck. Goodbye.
Which card? I missed it. Sorry.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. Sigil of Sleep is actually pretty good.
Sigil of Sleep? No, fuck you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Mind Sculptors. We will see you next week.
Bye.